This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The Pasuk tells us that Yaakov became sick, and Yosef brought Menashe and Ephraim to visit Yaakov in order that he should bench them before he dies. And the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael es b'nei Yosef, and Yaakov saw the children of Yosef, Vayomer mi'ela, and he said, who are these? Where did these children come from who are unworthy for bracha? Because Yaakov saw in the future, Rishoyim will descend from Ephraim and Menashe. From Ephraim will come Yerovam and Achav, and from Menashe, Yehu Ubanov. So when Yaakov saw this, the Shechina left him, and he was unable to give a bracha. Yosef answered Yaakov, Bonaihem, these are my children, Asher Nosan li Elokim Bozeh, that Hashem gave me Bozeh. With this, he showed Yaakov Ishtar Erisin and Ishtar Ksuba to show Yaakov that this was a legitimate marriage to Osnas. And then the Shechina came back, and Yaakov said, Kochim no live avarachem, bring them to me so I can bench them. And the question arises, how did Yosef's answer calm Yaakov's concern regarding Menashe and Ephraim having descendants who are Rishoyim? Why would Yosef's legitimate marriage change how Yaakov viewed the Rishoyim who will emerge from Ephraim and Menashe? If descendants who are Rishoyim are a reason not to give a bracha, why would Yosef's Shtar Eris and Shtar Ksuba change that? In Sefer Torah Ladas, he brings an answer that we know that a Ben Sarah Mora is put to death because of a relatively minor crime. Gemara tells us that he steals money from his parents, and then he buys with that a certain amount of meat, tartemar basar, and he drinks a certain amount of wine, chatzi lug yayin, and because of that, he's put to death. And the question is, why would he be put to death for only such a small sin? And the Gemara tells us it is because ben sarer umarer nerag al shem soifay. He's not put to death for what he did, but rather he's put to death for what he will end up doing in the future. When his parents will run out of money, he will end up going to the crossroads and steal from other people, and at the end, he'll end up killing somebody. And that is why he is put to death now. He is nerag al shem soifay for what he will do in the future. And the Mefarshim ask, so why is the ben sarer murderer different than Yishmael? When Yishmael was sick in the desert, and Hashem wished to miraculously create a well to give him to drink, the Malachim challenged Hashem, why give water to people who in the future will kill Klal Yisrael by causing them to die from thirst? And Hashem answered, right now they did not do that aver yet. And Hashem judges Basher Husham based on their actions in the present and not on what they will do in the future. So now we have a question. Why is Ben Sarer Murer judged Al Shem Soifai and Yishmael Basher Husham? The Marsha answers that the Ben Sarer Murer is the child of the soldier who married the Ifas Toyar in Parshas Kisetze. Although the Torah allowed the soldier to marry the Ifas Toyar, Le'dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. The Torah knew that if it would not be allowed, the soldier would marry this woman, the Isser. So the Torah said, okay, I'll allow you to marry her. But the Torah is not pleased with the fact that this soldier married the Ifas Toyar. And therefore, the child that is born from this union will end up being a Ben Sarer Murer. So Ben Sarer Murer is viewed as a child born from a sinful relationship. And as a result of this, this child is judged more stringently and is held accountable even for his future actions, Al Shem Seifai. However, Yishmael was born from Hagar and Avram, a permitted relationship. And therefore, he was judged by Asher Husham for what he does right now and not in the future. The Shechina left Yaakov when Yaakov saw in the future that Rishoyim will descend from Menashe and Ephraim. Yosef's response to this was, why are you judging me for future events? Nidon Al Shem Seifai is only by a child from a sinful relationship, like Ben Sarer Murer. Menashe and Ephraim are legitimate children, Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bozeh, with this Shtar Erisin and with this Shtar Ksuba. And therefore I should be judged by Asher Husham, by the present, just like Yishmael. So since these are children from a legitimate relationship, I should not be like the Ben Sarer Murer who is Nidon Al Shem Seifai, but rather like Yishmael, who is judged by Asher Husham. When Yosef said this, the Shechina returned to Yaakov, and Yaakov was able to give the brachas. The second Dvar Torah for this week is when Yosef came to visit his sick father. The Pasuk says, Vayishazek Yisrael, and Yaakov strengthened himself, Vayeshev al Amita, and he sat up on the bed. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara Nedarim that says when a Ben Gilai comes to visit a sick person, he removes 1/60th of the sickness of his Ben Gilai. Rashi tells us in Parshat Vayeshev on the Pasuk, Ki ven zikunim ulai, that Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov. Zikunim, shahoya zivi kunim shaloi doimalai, that the luster of the face of Yosef looked exactly like the luster of Yaakov. Says the Gaon, that from here we see that Yosef was the Ben Gilai of Yaakov. Therefore, when Yosef visited Yaakov, he was able to remove 1/60th of Yaakov's sickness. When Yosef was told that his father was sick, the Pasuk says, Vayomer li Yosef, Hine avicha chayle. And it was told to Yosef that, behold, your father is sick. Hine is begematria 60. When Yosef was told of his father's sickness, Yaakov had all 60 parts of his sickness. Hine. However, once Yosef came, Yosef, who was his Ben Gilai, Yosef was able to remove 1/60th of his sickness. And that is why the Pasuk says, Vayishchazik Yisrael, Yaakov strengthened himself. Vayeshev al Hamito, and he sat up al Hamito. Hamito is Begematria 59. Because once Yosef came, 1/60th of the sickness went away. And Vayeshev al Hamito, Yaakov was only left with 59 parts of the sickness, like the Gematria of Hamito. And that's why he was able to sit up on his bed.